Precious friends, to learn Basmoda on the last day, on the last few hours, Chaparain grabbed the opportunity. So, Nacharmol, Harangichapt. There's Bemison a lot for us to learn from each and every one of you. Today we want to learn the dinim of the goita in the house. It doesn't need to be a goita, it can be a waiter at a chasna. What's the din when the goy does come into contact with our wine? In our imagination, and sometimes our ignorance, we assume anything to do with the goy and the wine becomes forbidden. It's not quite so simple. It's definitely a good chinuch to educate people that the goy should have nothing to do with your wine. As you see from the story in the Gemara of Shmuel and Avlet, as soon as the goy comes, you should have nothing to do with the wine. But if it actually happened, it's not so posh. It's not always that the wine is going to become forbidden. You've got to know exactly which guy and what exactly he did. We have the booklet in front of us, Moir Rabbeisai. And we start on page Kuf Chav Vav, 126. And we start with the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch. It's going to be easier, I think. We'll start with page Kuf Chav Zayin. And it's grayed out in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Chav Hei. Noid, a bottle, a barrel. Sheyesh bo yayin. V'noga goy, the goy touched. Benoid mi bachutz. He held the bottle from the outside. Afilu chosa v'giyud fanoyt zum zu. Mutter afilu b'shtir. Why? De'ein derech nisuch bekach. Merely, the goy touching my bottle of wine is not a problem. Says the Shach, when is this talking about? Shach Sivkot 9, Dalet, Pirish Abis Yosef, Dehainu, Benoid Sosom, if it's a closed bottle. We're not talking about a sealed bottle. We're not talking about a bottle the way it's sold in the store. The seal is off, and perhaps the bottle was opened already, but it was closed again. Got a lid on it. A goy moving a closed bottle of wine is not an issue. It's, we'll come. Is not an issue, and it's allowed, and this is very relevant when you have a goy. Again, it might not be the best way of running a home, a kitchen, a wedding, telling instructions that a goy is allowed to move a bottle of wine, but only if it is covered. But we, you, us, as knowledgeable people, need to know the halacha. If a bottle of wine is open and the goy moves it, is a problem. If the bottle of wine is closed and the goy moves it, is okay. On condition that there's a yid there who sees what he's doing. Because there's always two issues. There's one issue, how much did the goy do? And the second issue is, how much time was there no yid around and we have no track of what the goy did? So, if you turn a little bit later, we'll see the Tshuva of Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe. Let's see it over here. Here we are, page Kuf Mem Vav. In our booklet over here is a tshuva of Rav Moshe and Yerideya Siman Nalf. Says Rav Moshe, he's talking over here about a goy, whether we should insist that the goy, the waiter, wears gloves. The advantage of wearing gloves is it's then called an agia al yedei dova acher. He didn't touch direct because he was wearing gloves. And then, even if you touch the wine, it's going to be okay. Says Rav Moshe in this paragraph, Achlamai, go down over here in the Rav Moshe over here. You see a line that finishes with the word Yesh, five lines down. Yesh mokem lahatir af beloi bote yodayim. Even if the goy isn't wearing gloves, we would allow you to drink the wine after the goy moved it. If something has happened, the ike hefsed kishenaser, then we will allow. And then Rav Moshe adds, "V'gam hocha yesh leser af b'diav medina." Aflo Ramo, the hotzorich lashkiach b'chola eis mamush. You've got to be there all the time to know what the guy is doing. It's impossible to run a function and always have eyes at the front of your head and the back of your head. אף אם הונו יודעים שצורך להשגיח, ובפרט שם צובל אין יודעים כלל שצורך להשגיח על זה, וידעתם כלל להשגיח, כי עסוק ממים רק בשמחה כי ידוע, וכן הוא כיין ביד אקום בלי שמירה שעושה. רבי שסייס, that wine sitting around at a chasana, even though there's yidin on every table, but since everyone's involved in the simcha, this is considered to be a goy who's misyachar is on wine. Unbelievable. You have a room full of hundreds of yidin, but Rav Moshe considers this to be as if there's no ashkocha on what the goy is doing. Let's go back in our booklet over here and see the various dinim over here. Says the Shulchan Aruch, was Chochmas Adam on page Kuf Chof Ches. Bamedavar Mamurim, when is there a problem if the goy moves the wine? Kishahoya keli pasuach. Avram hoya keli sosum. If the bottle of wine was closed, not sealed, closed. Bein joya mole oichoser, whether it was still a full bottle or only a partial bottle. Afal bishik biav shich sheikh, even though the goy picked up the bottle and he shook the bottle. As long as it's a closed bottle, says the Chochmas Adam, there's no problem that the goy picked it up and moved the bottle of wine. Now, there are two situations that we have to be very careful about. The one is when the goy actually pours out the wine, and the other is when there's wine in the cup of the goy, and that wine touches the wine in my bottle, that's a concept called nitzok chibur. A contact with treif wine is forbidden. So, if the goy took a bottle of wine, which he's allowed to do, and he poured himself a cup of wine, nothing wrong, he's allowed to drink that wine. I'm not allowed to drink that wine because he poured it out. Not because he held the bottle which was closed, but he lifted it up, it was open, and he poured out the wine. So the wine in his cup is forbidden because the goy poured it. If I now come with another bottle of wine, which is perfectly kosher, and I'm the one who's holding it, and I'm perfectly kosher, but I poured into his cup, and the wine in my bottle touched the wine in his cup, which he poured and is forbidden, then the wine in my bottle is going to become forbidden because of a concept of nitzuk chibur. So, again, as a lechatchila, we've got to be very careful because not always, even if there's yidin in the room, it could be considered to be that the goy is misyachar with my wine. If the wine is covered, the goy is allowed to move the bottle of wine. If a goy poured wine, that wine is forbidden. If my wine touches that, that's again forbidden. Let's see these dinim mufurash in the din in the poskim over here. Turn, if you don't mind, to in the booklet. Let's hope I can find it over here. The din of Nitzuk we do have over here somewhere in just a second in our booklet over here, Kuflamidvav. Oh, thank you very much, appreciate it. Okay, says the Shach, kosher, the Lelzim Kufchav Dalet Sif Yudalet Posak, the Masha Nisha Bifnim, whatever remains in my bottle is Mutav, Ha'ainu Mishim, the Loyech Miru Kamoy Benitzu. It's not as Osa as if there was a Nitzuk. V'chein Lekamon Sif Cheset, Losh Natur, the Yitza Osa, Vishdiyo, Mashma, the Masha Bifnim, is Mutav, V'oid Kosher, the Nitzuk, Ein Elo, B'yayin Osa Vano, Kid Lekamon, V'hocha Kim Da Yitza Loy Nes Elo Bishdiyo. The Shach holds, if it's something which is only Osa Bishdiyo, then there's no Is of Nitzuk. And he says, Amoyer de Gechidish. He says that since intrinsically the wine of a goy should be Osa Bahano, because potentially the din of Yayin Nesach is a din which Asas Bahano, therefore even though La Halacha L'Maisa, we are going to allow it Bahano and only Asa Bishtia, that's enough reason to Asa Mishum Nitzuk Chibur. Now there's another din of a cotton, a goy who's a cotton, he's underage, and on that the Shulchan Aruch says that he doesn't ask for the wine. And if you look in page Kuf Mem Zayin,
underage means bar bas mitzvah.
Correct. Yeah. What did I say?
Underage is a different
thing. Oh, sorry. No. I meant halachic. Yes, sorry. Says the Shulchan Aruch in page Kuf Mem Zayin, Tinoik Goy, a kid a Goy, She'enu Mazkir Elili Mumum Shamshel, doesn't talk about Avodah Zorah, Eino Isa Yayin B'Magoy Elo Bishtia. If you turn to the next page, it's really the page that I wanted to look at over here. Yesh Misha Oimer, says the Shulchan Aruch. It's two pages later, Kuf Mem Tes. Shem Ochaz Goy Bekeili Pasua Shel Yayin. If the Goy picked up an open bottle, the shichshachoy, and he shook it. Then says the Shulchan Aruch, "Afa bishaloyig biyev loy naga b'yayin nesa." The very fact that he's holding it and he shook it is already enough to asa. And the question is, how much does he have to shake it? If you go back to the page before Kush Mem Ches, you see the Taz. The yeshachshach, Abis Yosef nistapik, the Abis Yosef himself as a sofik. You need a lot of shaking. Or the smallest little bit of shaking. We have over here the Lashon of the Bais Yosef himself. If I can find it in this beautiful contrast. Here on page Kuflam Adalad, the Bais Yosef has a whole paragraph on this. Umash Mali, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Bais Yosef, the shichshuch ainin inua koldu. It's not called a shichshuch if you just moved it a little bit. Because the Rambam brings it out from the Rambam. He has a whole suffix about it, but the Taz is machmir with even the slightest little bit of moving over here. And if you turn now to page Kuf Nun, and this is a quote from Rebbe Yashiv about what we discussed before, that a covered bottle of wine, which the goy picked up and moved, is not a problem. And it says in this great Azerim Shemati, "Ein tzar shiyeh bakbuk sosum b'stima ma'al yisa." It doesn't need to be really sealed. El afilu oyal of kisui ba'al mashari. If it's got a lid on it, even the lid's not turned closed, is also okay because ein derech nisuch. This is the operative word over here, is not derech nisuch. And then again on page Kuf Nun Beis, you have again a discussion in the Taz about the shichshuch. Let's chap a line over here in the shach on page Kuf Nun Zayin. We have a shach over here, at the top of the page. Shloi omru nitzak chibur ela ma'ara natoich yayin nesacha osar ba'no. That's the Raj. V'chein kaz v'rein ruchum. V'nire, says the shach, af agav d'chol magom ustam yeinom bizman hazeh, mutu ba'no, kelel sem reishchof gimel, mikol mokim omrin with the nitzak chibur today, even though officially according to the rules of Nitzu Chibur it's owned into something Osor Bano, and today it's Mutar Bano. Kiven d'min adin hoya Osor Bano. Since potentially the wine of the Goy, if you poured it out, Avodah Zorah would be Osor Bano. Nevertheless, that's enough of a reason that even though today's wine of the Goy is actually Mutar Bano, because the Goy today is not an Avodah Zorah, but because a Goy is generally considered in the Halacha to be a potential for an Issa Anor, there's an Issa of Nitzuk Chibur. This creates a very interesting question. What's the din of a Mechal Shabbos who's sitting at my table? And he poured himself a cup of wine. So once he poured the cup of wine, I'm not allowed to drink that wine. I now poured more wine into his wine. Is there a din of Nitzuk Chibur to the wine of the Mechal on Shabbos? Because really, according to the rules, Nitzuk Chibur is only when something's Osor Bano. Zok the Shach, because a Goy is potentially a candidate for Yayin Nesach, therefore, even the wine of the Goy, which is Mutar Bano, is included in Din of Nitzuk Chibur. Is that a Goy? Is there on this also a Knas that a Mechal on Shabbos is a Din of a Goy, l'inyan this, that there's going to be an Is of Nitzuk Chibur? Or no? The Mechal Shabbos poured himself some wine. His wine is forbidden. I added wine from my bottle. Whatever is in his cup is forbidden. Whatever remains in my bottle might be mutter, according to the Svara of the Shach over here. This is an unclear area. We have to see the Tshuva and the Shevet HaLevi on page Kuf Samach as well. And then we come to a very, very sharp dispute in page Kuf Samach Beis, sorry?
You pour without doing shichshuch, and then you pour it automatically shaking.
Depends what you call shichshuch. if shikshuk needs a lot of shaking, then you're able to pour it out without. That's exactly the discussion about Bais Yosef. The poskim have a major discussion. If you look in the Tzitz Eliezer, who wasn't known to be a terrible machmir, and he has over here a tshuva, Chelik Yud Beis, by us it's printed on page Kuf Samach Beis. He quotes a tshuva of Lahoyrus Nosson, Rav Nosson Gestetna in Bnei Brak, wherein it says, Aval Basefer, can you see on page Kuf Samach Beis? Aval Basefer Lahoyrus Nosson in the first volume, Choyte Bedivri Tshuvosai, both of these are major Tamina Chachomim. L'shado is Narga, B'chol Ika Issa. The Lahoyrus Nosson wants to allow something which is accepted, I would say, internationally to be osa. Shanoga akar rabbonim atzadikim v'chassidim. Everybody in the world is careful. Lizoer ad la'achas. Everyone is careful. Milishtis mebaktut yain shanoga bo v'shasa mimeno mumal chalal shams. The accepted minig is not to drink from the wine of a mechal shams. And on that, the Lahoyrus Nosson writes, Ad Shabbosayf Divri Tshuvosa Kosav Lahatir, Afilu Im, even if the Mechal Shabbos, he biat sluchis, he picked up the bottle, V'shofach Mimenu Yayin Atoicha Kois, and he poured the wine into the Kois, says the Lahoyrus Nosson, Kol Shaloi Noga B'Yayin Atzmoy, even if, as long as the Goy didn't actually touch the wine, the Lahoyrus Nosson, the Mechal Shabbos, the Lahoyrus Nosson is Mekel. V'af Shaloi B'Mokim Hefzad, doesn't need to be a makom hefsed at all. He allows this almost as a lachatchila. Va'al kein sikem, and therefore at the end of the tshuva l'hayos nosan, the sikem v'kosav, the ein shu makom lachshosh, lishtis yayin bulom is simcha, you can drink wine at the simcha, misofek pen shosam yoyse yayin mumel chalal shabosses, says l'hayos nosan, afim noga mumel b'tzoiches, v'shofach mimini yayin b'tzoiches, lo'y osru kivin shaloy noga b'yodov b'yayin b'tzoiches tzluches. This is the amazing kula of Lahoyrus Nosson, which he writes ba'arichus. If you look in the next ois in Lahoyrus Nosson, in Tzitz Eliezer, ois beis, v'ani toma al machaba sefer betarti. And I can't understand two things about the Lahoyrus Nosson. Reishis, he says, ha'ikah binyonei bezeh, the whole shtikl toyer Lahoyrus Nosson, u'kfi shekeizah bedvarav ala ramo, b'simu kufam da'ad sechah abdalit, shemati b'zman hazeh b'nogal in d'arachir. The Ramo is Mekel if he touched it only aliday something else. And therefore, if you bind together the Kula of the Ramo and the Kula of the Nedi Yehuda, the one Kula of the Ramo that as long as he didn't touch it, and on top of that the Kula of the Nedi Yehuda, Afilik Biyev Shikshik, that's the Svara of the Lahoyrus Nosson to be Mekel, and definitely in the case of a Mechalal Shabbos. He goes through, he doesn't like the fact that he relies on the Ramah, he doesn't like the fact that he relies on the Dogma Vava, and then he go to Ois Dalad, and you see the very explicit language of the Tzitz Eliezer. Umaharar Anoichi, and I think to myself, Demiyadeh, who knows? Imloi Sheketetzah Me'ara Kazois. Perhaps only because of this Hairah of the Lahoyrus Nosson. Maybe this is the reason why there's been a widespread acceptance. There's a number of Kishirim Lemahadrin hotels. Eino medakdegim lokachas meltzarim dafke Yehudim sher meshabbos. K'moshe nechachti ledas mizois. There was a yid, more than one yid here in the participants who asked over the last few days that in the United States everybody knows that you can't bring even your own kosher wine to a function where there's none, when there's goyim serving, and the heksher is very macked about it, and if you'll do so they'll throw out your wine and take away the heksher. Extremely strict. And you come here to Eretz Yisrael and you can see places which are supposedly kosher and whatever level of kashrus they have, and they're not so strict about it. This is the question which is addressed here in the Tzitz Eliezer. And he points the blame at one sefer. And he says that in America we've been educated to be strict about this, and he's blaming the Lahoyrus Nosson for the fact that here in Eretz Yisrael they're not so strict about it. V'heima, Eile she'enom she'em reshabas, ha'mechinim es ha'shulchonos, v'som ba'buke yayim, poisim ha'isom ba'chazoka, V'loy pa'am ro'im eich shemikoyach ha'shichshuch gam nitiz mayayin al yedeyim. That can be sort of some label kashish chashash shamoyt gemeinim shem shabbos ukesh misvavelim mizeh. When people find out what's going on in the hotels in Yerushalayim, mismalim tsar bal yishur, people get extremely upset and very angry, and he's pointing the blame fairly and squarely at that tshuva of the Lahiris Nosson. Now, there is another nidden, which, if we have the time for it, we mentioned once before, the tshuva of Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe discusses giving a bottle of wine to a Machal Shabbos. What's the question? A machshelim in an avera, because he's not allowed to drink wine which is forbidden, and as soon as he pours it out, it's forbidden. So how can you give him that bottle of wine? On that we have, there's the tshuva of Rav Moshe, and if you look in the page Kuf Samach Zayin, is the tshuva of Hesarius tshuva from Rav Shimon Sofer, V'alashnia immuta lehoishet loy, are you allowed to give to the Mechal Shabbos, kois yayin kosher? I'm giving him kosher wine. What's the question? Yayin shemenaschoy b'magoy, when the Mechal Shabbos pours it out, and worse still, when he puts it to his mouth, he makes that wine forbidden. So I machshel him in drinking something which is forbidden. Says there is not. If it's his bottle of wine, it's his bottle of wine, he doesn't need me, he doesn't need my permission. Then he says, that in such a case, if I take my bottle of wine, and I give him this bottle of wine, Horis Nosson is machmir on this shaila, on giving to the Mechal Shabbos his a bottle of kosher wine. If you turn in page Kuf Ayin, there's a tshuva of Chelkis Yankiv, the Rav Rabina Breish from Zurich, and he starts off the tshuva in Siman Ayin Zayin. Noyagin liten lachosim l'kalatachas achupa mekosher brochem. Not written in the Gemara, but that's the minig. Rav Moshe also addresses this minig, that the minig is the chos nekala drink from the cup of wine by sheva brachos and under the chuppah. Leave all that out. And v'imke says the chelkes yankiv, keshachosn v'kalim chal shabbos v'hesya, if they are machal shabbos v'hesya, halachically termed that way, not a tinik shenishba, and not a person who is not b'fahesya, but he's a real Mechal Shabbos b'fahesya. Heich mutan litin lahem. Lishto is, how can I give him a cup of wine to drink? Hobish siyosoy, as soon as he starts to drink, nasa yayin esach. Ein zimukuf samach dal, si vidal, of ketuz yana gisha oisaboya akum, oishich sheikh afidu b'piv, kagoyim shosem menu, v'ayim b'shach. V'im kein, yesh lifnei iver, on the rabbi, or the gabbo, standing under the chuppah, the shoisa yayin an esach, I'm giving him wine to drink, which is forbidden. Now you're giving to the kala wine which has already been forbidden. Even if it's only a drabonon, the yain stam yainam, but the giving him to drink is a lifnei iver kondom chaschinuch with the raisa. And if you go on to the next column in the Chelkes Yankiv and you see similar, he can buy himself wine. He doesn't need, not only like the Sarah's Chuba said, he owns a bottle. Even it's my bottle of wine, but he can get himself wine anyway. And if he can get himself wine anyway, there's no lifnei iver d'oraisa, only misayeh. A misayeh for Mechal Shabbos, the Dogon Ravava is makel in this. We have over here a beautiful tshuva in Minchas Pitim from Rameya Arik, which wasn't printed until recently. A tshuva of Rameya Arik, which we didn't have. And Rameya Arik writes, beautiful tshuva. It wasn't printed in the original tshuvas of Imre Yosha of Rameya Arik. We're lucky today to have this tshuva which survived from all the ksavim of Rameya Arik. And on page Kufayin Gimel, he writes at the end of the first tshuva, Tavoyna ladina litin yayin kosher lemumar, to give to Mechal Shabbos kosher wine, nireh medivra chavisyor anal deshori. V'limkes amyen v'gamkin ogel, he brings a chavisyor, which you've got to see in page Kuf Ayin Hey, Bachinerli the Osa Limker Yai Nesak Lumuma, the Gamgulli Brish Eshla Hasakir Tsoinai. You see the whole tshuva in the Chavisir here, very beautiful things. And we remain with one more Nakuda, which I wish we'd have time for Barichas, but we haven't. The Hasidim have a very strong minig that Koshel Brocha, not only to be makbid on the halacha, that once it's open, the goy doesn't move it, and doesn't pick it up, and doesn't pour it, but they're makbid that the goy won't even see the wine which is going to be used for Koshel Brocha. And if you look, by the way, in this page, Kuf Pei Gimel is the Chidor, the story which Reb Shragi said over yesterday, and it's worth seeing, the story of Reb Chaim Vital, says, the Chaim Shor is the Tshuvas of the Chidor. This is on page Kuf Pei Gimel. Da, Shatamat HaRochachem Hu, Mishum Mashakosav B'Shem Reb Chaim Vital, Shakosav, Pam Echad Shasisi Emumar Yishmoel, he doesn't mean Emumar Yishmoel, in the original it says, Emumar Ledas Yishmoel, a Yid who unfortunately strayed and converted to Islam. He did tshuva. He hasn't done a complete tshuva. V'heru b'mitzchi sheshasisi yayin nesach. As if he drank yayin nesach. V'homeli moiri, my Rebbe, the Rizal, said to me, shetzor lasas tshuva, shoysa yayin nesach. I got to tshuva as if I drank proper yayin nesach. Shem ayin gimel tanius. 73 tanyas. Okay? This is the story of the Chidah. Now, if you turn to page Kuf Pei Hei, this is really only for Chassid Yidin. The Litvakas know nothing at all about this goyim not seeing your wine. And the Litvakas are Litvakas and we respect them. But we also have amongst us some of us who stem from Chassidim. Chabina Rav, in his Tshuvas Dovah Misharim, on page Kuf Pei Hei. V'im lahachmir melekadish al yayin zeh. Should we be machmir not to be make kiddush on wine like this? Kva noida mashuv v'shem et tzadikim akdoishim, the heilige tzadikim. Lahachmir mebli lekadish al yayin kazeh, shagoy roa yayin. V'af yishim lechol zahud rak hechish akum roa yayin ba'atzmoy. So the Shemina Rav takes this really, really seriously. It's part of the general discussion. If you see something through a bottle of wine, through a bottle of glass, is it yes called seeing, not called seeing? The whole of Shas comes into his discussion over here. He's talking about once it's not sealed. And then, if you turn over to the next page, Kuf Pei Zayin, and you have the Paradis Yosef, was again a Chassidish Yid, a big Talmud Chacham, lived before the war, and he says, V'nish'alti, Masha Oilem Machmirin, L'chasos Yayin, Shelo Yira Hagoy. The Goy shouldn't even see my bottle of wine. Me'ayin HaMakoy Lazeh. V'yadin, Afilu Basuach. Even if the bottle of wine is open, Im Lo'inoga B'Yayin, if the goy didn't touch it, rak bekli. Even if you touched the kli, afilik bia v'shich muta. V'gam benogal devachah dekano chadayma. Tili nogal yain. V'rak, he says in the next paragraph, yesh v'zeh b'shlo. The same shlo which the Chabina Rav brings down. Kasheroya mechamed alav v'machshava. Ustam machshava is goy la'avid zorayin shomal derech soit. V'efshe gam api ha-teva k'mesh kozer b'in m'chay v'rbam d'distakil nida b'mara yir shom tipun shel dam v'shomati v'shem avim regur shezeh pirush ayin le'rosa. The posuk says that v'osad lovu b'vizoycha t'oschav ayin le'rosa, and the Gemara says in Brochus zeh yayin ha-mashumar ba'anovav doesn't mean yayin which is mashumar only from the goy touching it or moving it, but it means even from the goy seeing. On page Kuf Pei Tes we have the Shlo himself over here. It's been a pleasure. We've got a lot to learn this afternoon.